Are we still doing campaign boot camps, consultant boot camps?
Yeah, tonight's the last one of the seven-week series. If anybody has ever wanted to write a book or didn't even know why, if they're running for office, why they should have a book, I'm going to give them simple ways to write a book without even actually writing a word. If you know the tricks of the trade, anybody can become an author. And I'm going to do that tonight at the Ahern Hotel, 6 o'clock, second floor, and it's free. So if any of your listeners want to stop by, I'll be kicking things off promptly at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that is absolutely great. Let me just ask you, what is your advice to candidates who have been looking at a possible race, and all of a sudden a +3 Republican becomes a -3 or a +3 Democrat? What do you tell them? I mean, can you fight this?
Oh yeah, I think so. I mean, there's this a lot of these consultants, because they don't know any better, only look at the +3 and -3 on registration, and that's not what you look at. You need to look at turnout. And you have to look at the fact that it's going to be a non-presidential election year, not a presidential election year, where turnout is going to be lower. It always is. But they also have to look at mail-in balloting has increased turnout in 2020 just by the nature of the ease of filling out a ballot and mailing it in, whether you got it legally or not. So, I mean, all of those things, to me, when I look at it, Kevin, I look at those factors a lot more deeply than simply the raw voter registration numbers, whether it's +3 or -3.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, because I know there are some name brand politicians who are on the fence saying, should I run or shouldn't I run? Is this the wrong cycle? I happen to agree with you. I think there's a possibility we could end up with a big red wave. I hope so. And I know that as we move into the next year, you're going to be very much a part of what goes on. Chuck, it's always fun, man. Thank you so much. And have yourself a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You do the same, Kevin. Take care.
All righty, there you have it. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And if you have not gotten Muth's Truths, just Google it. Muth's Truths. And it's fascinating political stuff. And it goes beyond politics as well. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, just check the eye in the sky here at 229, and it looks like there's a crash there on US 95 westbound. It's the ramp to Valley View. The left lane is blocked in that incident. Also, do expect some moderate flows on the Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, also 215 westbound at Tenaya. A little bit of congestion there on the northern Beltway as well. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour on the 15 south at Sahara, northbound at Hacienda. Looks like you'll touch the brakes there. US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho. And bridge reconstruction continues to delay the flows. 515 east at Main and west at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Big League Weekend coming back to Las Vegas might be a precursor to Major League Baseball finding a home in Las Vegas, but at least for now, spring training games is what you get. Las Vegas Ballpark is going to play host to the Cleveland Guardians and the Oakland Athletics. Two games on March 12th and 13th. Each of those games scheduled to begin at 1 o'clock. The Raiders getting back on the practice field today as they get set to host Cincinnati. Vegas Golden Knights hockey. They lose to Carolina yesterday 4-2. They will host Detroit coming up on Thursday night. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
girl, those pants look amazing on you.
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants. And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have four pockets, two back and two side. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Jim Wheeler, an assemblyman who is running for the state senate in District 17. And there's been a lot of questions about whether he was going to run or not run, and then they had the redistricting stuff. And I asked him earlier today, Jim Wheeler, assemblyman, maybe soon a state senator, if he's running.
I am. I'm running for District 17. James Settlemyer is termed out. So we're going to lose one conservative, but hopefully we'll gain another one in that seat.
Let me just ask you, the redistricting special session, does it impact you at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They've taken away Story County out of that, which is Virginia City area, out of that district. They've added parts of Esmeralda. I mean, it goes all the way down to Tonopah now. It's a huge district, over 300 miles long.
So what this means is you're going to be putting a lot of miles on your car.
Yeah. Even with my assembly district, I've already put $100,000 on it. So I guess it's either time for a new one or put another $100,000 on this one.
There you go. There you go. Jim, this was one of those sessions where the Republicans really didn't need to show up. I mean, you guys could have just stayed home. Were you able to get anything done in this special session that's good for Republicans?
No, not at all. We tried, of course, but being in the minority in both houses and having a Democrat governor, it's completely one-sided. We knew what they would do, and they did it. They put themselves in a position to be in a super minority put us in a super minority for 10 years.
And the only way to fight this is?
Well, what's going to have to happen is we expect a pretty good red wave in 2022 thanks to the policies that the Democrats have been putting out. And so we're going to have a massive red wave to gain a majority. And, of course, a Republican governor. If that happens, then I personally will push for another redistricting during the 2023 legislative session.
Is that legal?
Is that
legal to do?
It is legal. It doesn't have to happen every 10 years. We can do it at any time.
Let me just ask you, did you put up a fight at all? I mean, did anybody go stomping around the chamber and pounding on the table and the desk? Any of that?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of that, actually. I think every single Republican got up during the committee hearing. And in my opinion, it should have been a committee of the whole because we were all deciding on this. And it was a single subject special session. But they didn't do a committee of the whole because they wanted their hand-selected people on the committee. And but every Republican got up during that committee hearing and, you know, told them what they were doing and showed how they were disenfranchising voters, you know, how one-third of the voting public, Democrats at 34%, were controlling an entire state. You know, so you're losing, 66% of your voting electorate out there being run by 34%. That's just not right.
Let me ask you, the fact that a third of the electorate is independent, what does that mean for this upcoming midterm elections? Does that shift the focus? Do we need to be talking more to the independents?
We most definitely do, but we've already begun that. And I think that, especially with the school choice mantra that's going on out there now, and, you know, the people actually finding out what the Democrat policies are, you've got inflation out of control. You've got a mess at the border. Of course, there's the Afghanistan debacle at the national level. People are actually trying to see, or finally seeing, what's happening. This is why you're seeing these Democrat polls go down, down, down. You saw it in Virginia, and to me, even New Jersey was a better indicator, because New Jersey was a two-thirds Democrat state. And I mean, the gubernatorial candidate on the Republican side there lost by less than 2%. That's incredible.
In other states, we've seen parties essentially go to court and get a special master or somebody that's totally independent to draw the maps. Why can't we do that here?
Well, we did do that here in the 2011 session. When the governor vetoed the Democrat maps, it ended up going to court, and a special committee was formed by the judge, and the maps were drawn by a special committee. And here's one of the things that really bothers me about this. During the last session, the regular session, when they wanted to vote for the mining tax, you know, to raise taxes, they needed two-thirds to do that. And one of the things that the Senate leadership at least did was they told the people that were going to vote for that to hold out for a special master for redistricting. And quite bluntly, the rhinos that voted for that did not hold out for that special master. This whole thing could have been avoided had we done it correctly.
Can you go to court? Will you go to court? And if you do, who's going to pay for it?
Well, we're looking at it right now. Senator Settlemyer, again, is taking donations for the court. We already have an attorney picked out. We're looking at the legalities of what they did. We think we have a case. But again, we're looking at it hard. We're trying to make sure. We need to take in donations. I know that both caucuses are going to put money in. But you know, this is another $200,000, $250,000 court case, just like the one that we won last time over the taxes. But, you know, it cost $250,000 to do it. Yeah.
Well, and I know that James Settlemyer, I think in an interview just a day or two ago, said that he still owed $180,000 for the last case that went before the Supreme Court. And yeah, and that he's kind of tapped out, and he's looking for somebody else to step up. Is there anybody else that should step up and just make this thing happen?
Well, I think businesses around Nevada need to come to the table on this one, because you know darn good and well we're never going to have a personal income tax, because that's written into the Constitution, and the people would have to vote on that. They would be voting themselves a tax. That's not going to happen. So when the Democrats want more and more and more and more and more money, they're going to go after the businesses. And as long as they are in control, even if we have a Republican governor, if they have supermajority control of both houses, they can override the governor and raise those taxes. So if the business community knows what's good for them, they would get in touch with Senator Settlemyer. Now, one of the nice things that happened is just a few weeks ago, the judge came out with a ruling for on the original case that said that the state is going to have to pay for the attorney's fees for Senator Settlemyer, up to $177,000, I think it was. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's what the ruling was. So that money will be coming back, you know, and be paying the original attorney. So we're kind of starting fresh here.
Let me ask you, is that it then on special sessions, or do we wait for the next regular session? What's going on now? Because there's still a lot of other stuff to do.
Yeah, there is, and probably we're going to wait for the next session. I don't think there'll be another special, and that's due to the LCB giving a legal opinion that we don't need to be called back in to distribute the Biden bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Jim Wheeler, though. I think the business community needs to step up and finance a major lawsuit against the Demo-rats and the legislature and the governor. The governor signed the new maps into law. Maybe that's what we need. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day. Oh, I just love it. On AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. It's not nice, but I told you so. In February, I was saying that abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a cornerstone of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy, and that the Biden administration attack on the oil and gas industry would inevitably result in bringing that economic boom to a screeching halt. Reduced supply of anything always results in higher prices. But higher energy costs move through the economy like a tidal wave, causing price increases in everything, beginning with the price of gasoline for your car and gradually affecting even the price of groceries. Tractors burn fuel to raise crops. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan, they'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road, properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KNCQ. Talk radio done right.
The president is in Detroit at this hour. He is promoting the one bill, the bipartisan bill that's like $1 trillion, although some say it's far, far greater than that. And he's promoting, you know, kind of a building boom. The problem is what the administration's actually doing is they're getting set to what? Tear it down? Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following this story.
You just can't write this stuff anymore. It's pretty unbelievable. Not only do we get an infrastructure package that has just about everything except for building bridges and roads and things that infrastructure has traditionally been known for, but they not only didn't appropriate money to build the wall, they are appropriating money, Kevin, to tear down the wall. And if I may, just remind everybody where we heard that one before.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Oh, the Gipper. The Gipper. I just love it. Now, you know what's so weird, though? That it worked. Walls work. Whether it's in Israel or elsewhere around the world, walls work, believe it or not.
They absolutely do. And, of course, we have, what, over 1 million people have snuck into the country this year. And we're not talking about people who are from Mexico. We are talking about people who, for at least the past 10 months, have been through 54 different countries. That's what the Border Patrol is up against. And not only that, you have Border Patrol agents who don't want to get the jab. They are being forced to retire or quit or go on unpaid leave. So that's even adding pressure to the border. And this, now, you'd rather actually tear down a wall which is already built, and you call it infrastructure? I'd like to hear a liberal caller defend that.
Well, and can I this whole thing that drives me nuts is how... And we were talking about it with a guest just the other day, what they call the gotaways. That, you know, we always talk about the million or more that have made it into our country. Those are the ones that we've apprehended. Those are the ones that we are, dispersing into America. This doesn't count the gotaways, the people that were never captured, but they're still here.
They are still here, and they're being dispersed all over the country, and that's the problem. We talked about just a couple of days ago, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is actually rounding these people up and sending them back to where they came from.
I like the idea of sending them to Delaware.
And sending to Delaware, because that, of course, is where President Biden is from. He hails from there, although he claims to be from Pennsylvania, from Scranton, where the office is based. Great TV show, by the way. They say that The Office is the most popular show on TV, even today.
Wow.
If you can believe that. And it was shot, what, from 2005 to 2013.
That's incredible. Yeah. That is incredible. Anyway, it's good to know that that our federal government is right on top of things and now trying to find money to tear down this wall.
Unbelievable.
I just think it's great. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. More coming up. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to let you hear Judge Bruce Schrader, because the guy makes a lot of sense. 75 years old, still on the bench, and I've loved watching him. I mean, I'm the same guy that was riveted to the O.J. trial and, you know, watching Judge Ito. This guy, is really fascinating. And today he took time to kind of wax poetic. We'll let you hear some of him coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Now, joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you often say a steady, reliable income in retirement is key. I hear it on Financial Safari all the time. How do we do that, and how can you help us achieve that?
Steve, I don't really think there's anything more important in life than having your income taken care of. When you're working, you have a job, and you get an income. When you retire, you need to make sure that the money you've worked all through your life and had that job, working all the time, make sure you've taken some of that money and have your very own lifetime income plan. The biggest mistake I see as folks approach retirement is they don't have an income plan. Therefore, you don't know when you can really retire. We're all guessing until we're experts. And sometimes we're not even experts when we think we are. But here's what the most important thing is. Retirement planning, how to create a retirement income for life. Very, very important. I've got a book set on it. I've got a new booklet on it. You see the booklet right here I'm holding up. And I've talked about it in my book, The 7 Baby Steps. But more importantly, we can customize your very own retirement income plan that will take the worry out of living in retirement. We're going to do this for the next 25 people who call right now, Steve. This is the $1,000 value. Strategies work really good for those of you with over a million safe retirement, but as long as you have $200,000, this offer could be very good for you as well. We're going to show you how you can have a growth protection income plan. Have your money grow when you don't need it. Make sure the growth is locked in. You don't give it back. And then when you choose to activate, you'll get a lifetime income you can never outlive. This is repetition in a good way. You'll always get that check. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. The next 25 people who call will get that and everything else I mentioned right now.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Judge Bruce Schrader took to the bench this morning, actually this afternoon, our time, I think it was, and explaining why Kyle Rittenhouse ended up picking the 12 jurors out of a tumbler. This is amazing stuff. This is cut four. Judge Bruce Schrader earlier today in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I'm now reading about how bizarre and unusual it was to have the defendant pick the numbers out of the tumbler yesterday. And I would admit that I don't know that there's a large number of courts that do that, maybe not any. I do it because of an incident that I had in a case I tried in Racine. Oh, I'm going to say I estimated 20 years ago it could have been less than that. It could have been more. But it was a big case. I think it was a murder case, but I'm not sure. And there was a black defendant, and there